This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen, in terms of the markets, it was a down day on Friday. As I told you, we're futures are up, but we're 3+ hours away from the open. A big data week. We're actually getting jobs numbers for November tomorrow. And then we get, I believe, we get CPI consumer prices on Thursday, and I think we also get retail sales this week. A lot of data points to read in the market, and I don't know what to make of any of it. That's why Jill's here. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and of course CBS News. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, and you actually highlighted the two most important ones, the November employment report and the November consumer price index report, as you said, Tuesday, Thursday. And remember, these were delayed due to the government shutdown. And so we've been flying blind-ish. What I mean by that is that economists have been looking at a lot of alternative measures of the labor market, trying to suss out what's been happening. Of course, our lived experience on the ground is such that we know that it's not like a great jobs market and it's not a horrible one. We call it the low-hire, low-fire market. And you know, just that is what it sounds like. There's not a ton of hiring going on, but there's also not a lot of firing going on except in certain industries. So we're expecting that November jobs report tomorrow. And, you know, it's so weird because if we had the October numbers, which we will never get, we probably would have seen a big fat negative number because of those federal employees that took the early retirement.
Right.
But now we're just going skipping that. It's like bad news behind us. And now it looks like we've got a huge range for November. Some economists are saying we'll see a negative number. To me, it looks like 40,000-ish is the consensus. So around 40,000 jobs created, unemployment rate expected to remain at 4.4%.
But are people going to just dismiss it because it's already so lagging? I mean, it's 2 weeks later than usual and it's still a month back. Will people just be like, we're 2 weeks from the next one, let's just wait for that one?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, geeks like me, we love any data point. So, I mean, it's something, right? And you're trying to build a story, a trend, right? And, you know, because I love trends myself, on my blog post, I went back in time and went to all of the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports for the last 10 years, just to get a sense of like how crazy it has been since the pandemic. So before the pandemic, the U.S. economy used to average about 180,000 jobs a month created. That's 2016 through 2019. Okay. Right. Pandemic hits, then we lose a ton of jobs, like millions and millions of jobs. You can almost like wipe out the year 2020. Then 2021 and 2022, we have this huge surge of rehiring. But if you look at the 2024 numbers, it's about 168,000 jobs a month, which kind of seems close to what our pre-pandemic level was. And this year, actually, hiring has slowed down significantly. Through September, only 76,000 jobs a month. So why do we go back and do that? Because not because I love numbers, which I do, to kind of build the case for we are in a strange employment landscape where there's not a lot of hiring, but there's not a lot of firing either. It feels like we're in this like not it's like a chill, but not frozen over.
So we're talking with Jill Schlesinger. You go to, of course, JillOnMoney.com. To read that blog, and you'll see her often on CBS News, of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The questions then are twofold. One is does this slowing labor market there's what does it do to? We could talk to, about AI in a second, but also, does this mean we're trending toward a recession? What's the impact on growth? You know, what's that picture?
You know, this is what's confounding, because if you look at the overall economic numbers, and again, I don't want anyone to say, like, you're crazy, that's not my experience, because your lived experience on the ground is different. But if I look at all the big picture numbers, the economy is growing. Why is it growing? Because there's a lot of spending on AI by a bunch of companies, and because wealthier Americans continue to spend, even, like, by the way, middle to lower income Americans are spending, not as much as they were, but they are still spending. So when you put it all together, the economy is growing. The labor market might be telling us something different. It might be telling us that, you know what? All of the changes in immigration have really shifted the way the labor market looks to us. Maybe in the pre-pandemic, where we needed 180,000 jobs a month to be a growing economy, maybe it's not that anymore. Maybe it's only 60 or 70,000 a month because we don't have as many people looking for jobs. So this is something that we will not know until we have more information, and it will probably be months, if not years. I think that there is a real important part of this, which we've been talking about on this show, and we've been talking about, I'm sure you guys have seen it, which is young college graduates seem to be taking a lot of the brunt of some of this, of these problems, that when you have cooling in employment, it tends to really hurt the people who are looking for a job, not the ones who are already employed. You know, we're not seeing mass layoffs. So that means that if you're looking for a job, it takes a longer time to get a job.
Right.
And if you're looking for a job, you're probably a young college graduate and you're having a harder time. It is harder to get a job as a young college graduate today than it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I really think that I have a daughter who's a sophomore in college and one who's about to go to college. And my son who's about to go to college, he's worried about getting a job. And I keep trying
to... worried about that, did we? We're like, well, you know, you're a human being with a beating heart, you get a job,
we'll figure it out. But right? I'm trying to think about what jobs are more AI proof than others, and that's a hard thing to prognosticate. But
I'll tell you one thing that to make you feel slightly better. Every time that there is some change in technology, there is some very smart labor economist who comes on and tells you what you should do, and then it turns to be wrong. So what I would say is go to college, learn how to think, get some skills, know how to write, know how to think. That's it. And be adaptable. Because to me, adaptability is like your number one thing. You're somebody who went to school and you're like, they told me to be a software engineer. That's all I know how to do. Okay, well, what can you do with that? You can go work, apply that somewhere else. And, you know, if there is just, by the way, a little shout out to the humanities majors like me, which is we know how to think. And, you know, the job where you need a human being and you need judgment is the job that's always going to be available.
Right.
The job where you're going to be a salesperson is always going to be available. So I wouldn't get so down on, like, I'll never get a job. It feels that way. But, you know, you'll get a job, work your networks. And for the young folks out there, don't be proud. Don't say, oh, I don't want it. That's going a step backwards. Too bad. Work backwards and get back on your feet.
Woof. Tough
talk. How about Aunt Jill coming on hard and strong?
Finish your Brussels sprouts.
Come on now. No, because, you know, listen, I graduated into the 1987 crash. Like, half the people I knew lost their jobs in, like, 2 months after the 1987 crash, and everyone, like, figured it out.
Yeah. No, that's good advice. I mean, I think it's tough to be a kid these days for a lot of different reasons, but I think that figuring out your future, I feel like they put more pressure on themselves, I feel, than we do. But
well, I think that's absolutely true. Of course, it always makes me think back to, remember Lloyd Blankfein from Goldman Sachs?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so he was, like, gone his way to D.C., and they were, like, bailing everybody out, and, like, the government was trying to figure out how to save the entire economy in 2008. And one of his assistants said, oh, my God, I can barely sleep. This is so hard. He's like, yeah, you know what? Like, you're not on a U-boat. Relax.
Right.
We're going to get through this.
Right.
So sometimes...
Perspective.
He was pretty funny.
Yes. Perspective is helpful. Jill, have a great week. Thanks so much.
Talk to you next week.
All right, Jill Schlesinger. Again, jillonmoney.com to read the blog, and you'll see her all the time on CBS News as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.